Planet Rock Breakfast, now there's an exclusive for you. Renegade, the new single from Toesland, due out in October. Toesland, the latest addition to Planet Rock stock, 6th to the 8th of December in Great Yarmouth, on a bill that's headlined by the likes of Uriah Heep and Hawkwind, also featuring Fish, Snake Charmer, FM, Al Murray's band T34, Slam Cartel, The Jokers, and more bands to be confirmed during the next few weeks. Now, we mentioned about the gig. Again, you're opening the proceedings, and it's set to be a great festival because it's not just about the music, it's about getting together with like-minded people. And as you know, with Download and the various festivals you've done, people just want to talk music when we get together.
Yeah, for sure. You know, rock is really like my old job with the motorcycling. It's, you know, the bikers are all a family and the rockers are all a family, and it's going to be a bit of pressure actually opening the festival for you, so we'll be feeling that, but you know, we'll be ready for it. And you know, by that time we'll have done some more headline shows that we're announcing and soon, and obviously you know, hopefully a tour support for somebody, and then to go into December and open that festival for you, it'll be a really good winter I'm looking forward to.
We mentioned about your former life as a superbike racer. Now, you're still involved with the bikes, and next year you've got a big world championship effort going on as well, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm going to be, well, trying to beat the land speed record on a motorcycle. The world record is 376 miles an hour, and we're going to be trying to be the first person to go over 400 miles an hour on a motorcycle. It'll be next September, October time. And we start testing next May. So, yeah, I'm a bit nervous about the whole process. But, you know, if we can beat the record, it'd be amazing. I think it'd be since 1930s that a British guy beat the land speed record.
And fingers crossed, we might even be able to get the bike down there in December too.
Yeah, no, for sure. You know, the bike's been developed at the moment. You know, the engine's all in, and they've done some mock-up bodywork for it at the moment. So I'll talk to the boys and try and get that down there so you can see it as well. It's about 15 foot long, and as a Rolls-Royce helicopter engine in there with over 1,000 brake horsepower. It's a wicked machine to look at.
We mentioned before about music always being a way of life for James Toesland, but a lot of people may not know you're married to Katie Melua. So I guess when you get up in the morning, one, you're fighting for the radio. Two, when you're putting music on, if you've got friends around, you're fighting for the style of music. Is that the scenario? Have I got that right or what?
A little bit, actually. Yeah, but luckily, Katie's a bit of a rocker underneath it all. Even though she performs, you know, the folky bluesy kind of style, you know, she is a rocker underneath it all. All her family was a rocker. Actually, the T-shirt you got on Judas Priest is actually one of her favourite bands, actually, amazingly. I know it's her brother's favourite band, so it's a bit of a competition in there. But, you know, she's a guitar player, I'm a piano player, so we can kind of complement each other.
I can see a duo in the foreseeable future somewhere down the line.
A lot of people say that. Never say never, but it would be a bit of a mix with my music compared to hers.
James Toesland and Katie Melua are doing Victim of Changes. That would be ace. Listen, mate, as always, great catching up with you. You've got the single coming out in October, the album to come. Have you got a title for it yet?
No title or anything, but we're organising the release date. It's going to be early next year, and we'll keep everybody posted on it.
Fantastic. James Toesland, the band Toesland, joining us for Planet Rockstock, 6th to the 8th of December at Great Yarmouth. Book your tickets and find out more details on the website. It's planetrock.com. Cheers, James.
Cheers. Thanks very much.